Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul with you. It's Thursday. Hope your Thursday is going well. The weather is nice, a little windy. I have no control. I'm just glad it's not snowing or hailing. I'd like a warm front. Hold the tornadoes, please. Why does every surge of warm, humid air accompanied by hail and high water and tornadoes? It's been a crazy spring. Looking forward to spending more time doing stuff downtown. When's the last time you were downtown? Are you planning to go into downtown Minneapolis, whether it's for a Twins game, a restaurant, entertainment, whatever? There's a big PR blitz to try to get more people into downtown Minneapolis. It's called Minneapolis Momentum. And joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is Leah Wong. She's VP of External Relations at the Minneapolis Downtown Council. Hey, Leah.
Hey, Paul. How are you? Great to be with you.
Thank you for joining me. And look, we spend so much time talking about the bad news and some of the very bad things that have happened in Minneapolis, but there's a lot of good stuff going on. Why should listeners consider making a date to come downtown this summer?
Well, we have about 900 invitations for folks to come downtown between now and Labor Day, which is fantastic. As we look at our summer events calendar across downtown, there is so much to do. Sporting events, concerts, community festivals, and events that are back. There are 900 events that folks can come out and do. And so we really encourage your listeners to take a look at the calendar, see all that's happening downtown, and pick a day to come for one thing, but we know when you come down, you'll have 3, 4, 5, 6 different experiences on your journey.
Absolutely. And I believe it was the Minneapolis Downtown Council that said about half of office workers are back downtown. And we're talking about supporting some of the local businesses in downtown Minneapolis. Can you give us a sprinkling an assortment of some of the events that are coming up here the next 3 months?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you are right. Our dashboard right now shows that over 56% of employees are back in office in some capacity. Last summer alone, we welcomed 5 million visitors to downtown for events, and that was not with a full lineup of events. And so we are poised and ready to invite and welcome millions more this summer. Like I mentioned, the concert calendar is unbelievable. So check out your favorite venue or maybe a new venue that you haven't been to yet. I know the Fillmore wasn't fully programmed prior to the pandemic. And so there's new venues to also check out downtown. But U.S. Bank Stadium has a great concert lineup. So does Target Field. And so do all of the stages like the Dakota throughout downtown for SAB, et cetera. So find your favorite venue, check out the concert calendar. Twins are a night at Target Field in downtown is fantastic. So always encourage people to take in a game. And then from a festival perspective, there is so much happening. It's the 50th anniversary of the Pride Festival this year. Stone Arch Bridge Festival is back. The Loring Park Art Festival is back. The Minneapolis Aquatennial is back, bookended Great. By the CenterPoint Energy Torchlight Parade, Target Fireworks. So much to do when it comes to events and festivals downtown.
Leah, I'm just curious, because you get a front row seat. What are you most excited about? Are there a couple of events, a couple of concerts that you personally are interested in, where you did a double take and said, wow, that's something I want to check out? What came to mind for you? I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I'm really excited about as someone who is downtown on a regular basis is, starting June 16th, the farmers market returns to Nicollet, and that great. Is always a great day. We yep. know that Thursdays are just a hopping day downtown. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, we're starting to see more workforce, and so really excited about the return of the farmers market. And on the third Thursday of every summer month, we're going to supersize that experience and put out entertainment, music, free giveaways, and so I'm really looking forward to Thursdays in downtown. One of the other things that I'm looking forward to is we are doing movies and music in the parks, and the Commons Park will be showing movies every Wednesday at dusk and having live music Thursdays at 5 p.m. So I'm really looking forward to those events downtown as well. Of course, the Aquatennial Target Fireworks are one of my favorite events of the year. Mm-hmm. Just kind of the Stone Arch Bridge and the fireworks over the river and all the people gathered together again. That's a really exciting and kind of fun moment for downtown. So really looking forward to that as well.
Absolutely. Minneapolis is back. I'm happy to hear that. Relieved to hear some good news. VP of External Relations for the Minneapolis Downtown Council, Leah Wong. Thank you, Leah, for sharing some of that. What's the website again if people want to go and find the events that they are most interested in?
MPLSdowntown.com. Okay, and it'll have the full lineup for you there. Yep.
MPLSdowntown.com. Awesome. Leah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you downtown.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.